Step 1. Describe the site conditions, tailings facility conditions, and tailings properties based on the credible dam failure scenario. First, get an overview of the project setting to understand the context and scope of the analysis. The project overview includes site conditions for the tailings facility and the downstream conditions, such as water bodies, infrastructure, and residential areas. This step also includes characterizing the geotechnical and rheological properties of in-situ and released tailings. If the breach scenario includes liquefaction, how much of the tailings are susceptible to liquefaction? How much liquefied tailings will be released and included in the hydrodynamic model? If the breach scenario includes overtopping, how much of the tailings are susceptible to erosion? Note that this assessment may be completed in the breach analysis. The first step of the dam breach analysis also involves describing the conditions of the tailings facility and evaluating the stage storage curve of the facility. Is there a water pond present? What would be the volume of water in the TSF at failure? What volume of tailings would be released during failure? What is the height of the tailings facility and potential height of the breach in the dam? What is the slope of the tailings beach and the water level adjacent to the dam? As mentioned in Module 6, the volume of tailings that would be released during a failure is not well understood and is dependent on many factors. Empirical methods are often not based on tailings facilities and do not distinguish between the nuances in potential credible dam failure scenarios. The volume of tailings released should be based on judgment of the conditions of the tailings, the failure scenario, and the ultimate failure mechanism. For example, for an overtopping failure that leads to erosion of the tailings, assuming a 1-to-1 ratio of tailings to water by volume is a reasonably conservative starting point. If a liquefaction failure is being assessed, the volume of tailings susceptible to liquefaction or can be mobilized should be considered.